Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. Today we shall be dealing with the following subjects. How to avoid ejaculation in order to prolong lovemaking? Here is a question many men would love to have the answer to. Stay tuned to find out the proper methods. You will also find out the difference between orgasm and ejaculation. Afterwards, we will introduce you to the sixth great cosmic power in the tantric spiritual tradition, known as Chinamasta, the goddess of divine courage. We shall also perform a meditation of communion with Chinamasta towards the end. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Valentino and Amaris.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Learn how to avoid ejaculation. Part 1. Now, when you started learning how to control your sexual muscles, you became capable of learning some techniques to help you control your sexual energy when your arousal reaches high levels. The more you will practice the exercises presented on our site so far, the easier it will be for you to practice the ones that follow and avoid crossing the point of no return. Stop. The most important thing that you must do is to maintain awareness of your own rhythm of arousal and to stop before you reach the point of no return. The name given to this technique in sexology is the stop-start technique, and it is based on the idea that it is better to stop sooner rather than later, even if you feel you could keep going for a while longer. In the beginning, you will need to cease the stimulation for at least 30 to 40 seconds. So that the impulse to ejaculate will have time to fade away. Breath. The deep breath, described in the article Breath Control, The Basics of Sexual Continence, is highly important for controlling the rhythm of your arousal and for avoiding ejaculation. However, some men in advanced stages of sexual continence breathe rapidly in order to avoid ejaculation. Yogic tradition named this pattern of breathing the fire breath. And they direct the sexual energy to the head area. Deep breathing will help you acquire a state of inner calm and peace, while rapid breathing helps you transform the sexual energy into an inner fire once you are advanced enough to handle it. The PC muscle contraction. As we already mentioned, the PC muscle surrounds the prostate through which the semen must pass before expulsion. If you learn how to contract the prostate during orgasm in the contraction phase, when the prostate contracts involuntarily, you will learn how to avoid the discharge of semen. The dreadful point of no return is situated somewhere between contractions and expulsion. A man who practices lovemaking with sexual continence described his experience in the following terms. I avoid ejaculation simply by contracting my PC muscle at the right time. It took time to reach this result, but it is definitely worth the effort. Squeezing. Many specialists in sexology recommend the squeezing of the penis. You can also see the article entitled Squeezing, A Secret Way to Avoid Ejaculation for more details on this. This is a technique that was developed for men confronted with premature ejaculation. The exercise is quite simple. Place the index and middle finger of the right hand on the posterior part of the penis and the thumb on its anterior side, and then squeeze. Some men hold their penis as they hold the handle of a bicycle, with their whole hand, and this helps them reduce their excitement. Although these techniques may be very effective in solo practice, they are quite inappropriate while making love, because they imply solitude. However, if this is the only way for you to avoid ejaculation, you should do it anyway. Another effective technique is to press the base of the penis because this pressure will help you control your arousal and will strengthen your erections. The pressure of the point between the anus and sexual organs while contracting the PC muscle is one of the most ancient and efficient Taoist techniques used to control sexual energy and prevent ejaculation. This helps delay ejaculation through concentration as well as through the interruption of the ejaculatory flux. First, locate the point situated slightly in front of the anus. If you identify the correct area, then you should feel a small hollow when you press. You will then have to push up a little until you feel a slight articulation. You may use this technique even during intercourse without pulling out.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. In the Tantric pantheon, the sixth great cosmic power is Chinamasta, the goddess without a head. This particularity suggests her capacity of transcending the mind and its functions, so that in the end she achieves the ecstatic resorption in the supreme void of the absolute divine consciousness. The headless image of the great cosmic power Chinamasta has caused, throughout the centuries, many adverse reactions and erroneous interpretations, even amongst the specialists in Hinduism, as she is associated with the obscure magical practices and traditions of Tibet and India. In fact, these hasty considerations are only limited attempts from certain Westerners to understand the deeply esoteric meaning of certain aspects from the Tantric spiritual tradition. These aspects go beyond modern conventionalism and beyond patterns built on preconceived ideas. Consequently, the relatively natural tendency of the researchers of Hinduism, when facing representations of the great cosmic power Chinamasta, was to see in the images of the headless goddess the manifestation of some macabre aspects and psychic deviations. Therefore, it was impossible for these researchers to accept the idea of a spiritual symbolism with deep esoteric significance. Wisdom transcends the mind. From a psychological point of view, what really causes the feeling of fear and rejection at the idea of a headless entity is the idea of a lack of identity. People immediately associate this with their own being. We know that identity is the key element of support and manifestation, the basis of understanding and of the conception about the world. Once this idea or support is eliminated, people feel confused. They lack a point of reference and are lost in a tenebrous unknown. Thus, people will unconsciously or consciously try to protect themselves not only against losing their own identity, but also from the idea or exterior suggestions implying the separation of identity or ego. Modern man, whose behavior and whose way of thinking is mainly reasonable and logical, considers that losing one's head is equal to losing touch with a regular sense of reality, which is nonetheless true from certain points of view. However, from a spiritual point of view, these aspects have completely different significances. For the initiated yogis, being without head is one of the known subtle metaphors referring to the transcendence of one's identification with the bodily consciousness, or to the overcoming of the attachment towards thoughts and desires. Practically, we do not observe our head more than we notice the back of our body, and the experience of the inside of the skull is basically the experience of an empty space, because nobody can say they really feel their brain or the annex glands. Consequently, if we engage in a lucid and detached analysis from the symbolic perspective of these aspects, we can say that we have no head until the moment when we look at our body in the mirror. From the yogi spiritual tradition, the condition of the headless state represents, in fact, our true inner nature, of the divine and of the perfectly detached witness. Implicitly, this condition proves that our present location in this body is no more than an illusory appearance and not a fundamental reality of our being. If, in fact, the powerful and constant thought, I am the body, would no longer be sustained by the mind, the individual consciousness would gradually go back to its original condition, that which is not dependent on either form or thought. Moreover, this idea of the absence of the head is frequently used as a spiritual metaphor
in the spiritual traditions of Jnana Yoga, Advaita Vedanta, and Zen. Whoever dies before dying does not die after dying. Consequently, the great cosmic power Chinnamasta, whose representation is headless, is the great cosmic power who helps the sincere and devoted yogi to dissolve his or her own mind. All the ideas, attachments, habits, preconceived ideas it contains, are melted and disappear into pure divine consciousness, helping him or her to transcend the mind and to merge with the supramental state, unmana, of the divine beatific void. This is why we need not fear the loss of our head or of time, because sooner or later death takes us all through the great passage, regardless of whether we want it or not. In fact, the only path to the spiritual awakening is the so-called sacrifice of the mind, implying the renunciation of the complicated mechanism of attachment and possession of thoughts, of which the most persistent is the idea that I am the body. In the spiritual tradition, the sacrifice is symbolized by the cutting off of the head, suggestively indicating the separation of the mind from the body. That is, the freedom of the consciousness from the material outfit of the physical body. On the other hand, it helps the release of the potential subtle energies present in the practitioner's being. We can still ask ourselves, why does this concept need to be pictured in the terrible image of the great cosmic power Chinnamasta, when it could be explained and analyzed theoretically in less shattering conditions? The answer is that usually the visual images have greater and more dramatic impact on the subconscious, and thus they determine fast and more forceful changes in one's conceptions and actions, and so to achieve more effective breakthroughs towards the essential nature than a simply theoretical lecture. Generally speaking, the mind can accept the points of view presented in a theoretical lecture and still avoid the reality of these teachings, while the impact of the image cannot be avoided as easily, because the image communicates more intensely and more directly with the spiritual heart of the being. Although they admit its spiritual importance, the suffering caused by the sacrifice of the ego represents for lots of people a tough experience that many try to avoid. This type of experience usually causes a complete reorientation of the energies towards deeply spiritual purposes, and therefore it is likened to an initiatic tradition, to a second birth. The terrible image of the great cosmic power Chinnamasta, headless goddess, is the most expressive way to suggest the fundamental transformation of the human being, meaning the renunciation of the limited and ephemeral individuality of the ego, so as to be absorbed ecstatically in the plenitude of God's universal consciousness. The iconographical representations of the great cosmic power Chinnamasta show her holding her own head, which, by the way, she has cut off herself in her right hand, and drinking the blood springing from her open throat. Even so, her face does not indicate suffering or pain, but rather it shows the beatific feeling of contentment and beatitude. The significance of this aspect is that of the joy of transcending the earthly condition and of transcending the suffering caused by its loss. At the same time, Chinnamasta's image represents maybe the most energetic form of the manifestation of the goddess Shakti, and eloquently indicates the power of transformation in full action. As a result of this fact, the severed head does not appear as lifeless, but it is even more alive than previously. The consciousness is not limited to the dimensions and functions of the body, but it exists separately from it. Only when it is freed from the prison of the body can the consciousness express itself fully, acquiring thus the profound divine freedom and knowledge. Even if the idea of transcending the corporeal consciousness can be frightening for certain people, the idea of remaining confined to the bodily consciousness and being subject to the influence of the body and to death appears as even more frightful. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine courage, Chinnamasta. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine courage, Chinnamasta. Let us begin.